Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah.
Live from the 18th floor of 303 Swacker in beautiful downtown Chicago, we continue with more on entertainment.
And live from the corner of the newsroom at 2501 West Bradley Place, right next to where they take the garbage out of the building.
It's Dean Richards.
And I'm your West Coast correspondent.
You have a beautiful parking lot out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't face that, though. I face an ugly brick wall.
Yeah, the brick wall. By, and he's not kidding. He's literally in the corner.
Oh, really?
You know how nobody puts Baby in the corner?
Yeah.
Channel 9 puts Dean in the corner.
Everyone puts
but
me in the corner.
But he is one of the big stars. Mm.
No, yeah. Yeah, there's nobody else in this corner but me. So that's exclusive.
Now he's within reach of Mike Toomey and Ana Balaval.
Ana Balaval is my cubicle mate.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's always fun. If only I could understand what she was saying.
Right. All right, now listen, we have, G has been nice enough to handle all the fan mail for More on Entertainment, and this morning she said, hey, you got one. So, hello, I'm going to read this to you. Hello, I wasn't sure how else to contact you. I hate mornings, but the only thing that gets me through is Steve's show. Longtime WGN listener since I was a teen, 46 now, it's my favorite station. Tired and crabby, the only thing I look forward to is driving to work, listening to the fun, and even more, More on Entertainment.
Aww.
So good morning to Treasure Sperry. Now, here's the good part.
What's her name? Treasure?
Treasure.
Treasure Sperry.
Oh, I like that name.
That's a fantastic name.
Is that, it might not be female. Might be male.
I was going to say, how do you know it's a girl?
I don't know. I feel like treasure. I feel like women are more of a treasure than men. Mostly.
No question. I would agree with that. I think you're right. I'm just saying, you know, keeping the options open.
Hey, I'm Treasure. How are you doing?
Anyway, for a very part-time income, it continues. I make T-shirts for Amazon. Sometimes I grab things I hear on the radio. Last Friday, Steve was talking to Ana Balaval about being pops to her kids as well.
Yes.
She hasn't explained that to her kids.
Well, because you don't say no to the grandkids. You just get them whatever they want.
So, anyway, Treasure made me a shirt. I'm going to hold this up for the...
Let's see.
The stream here.
It says pops to the entire world.
Aww.
Isn't that cool?
Aww, that's cute.
Right? Isn't that nice?
Love it.
Very nice.
Pops to the entire world.
Does that mean you're going to buy everybody? You're going to buy Dave and me something, too, and Mary and Steve?
I really like little kids. It's adults I have a problem with.
It's good at Christmas.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear a T-shirt in all the years I've known you.
Yeah, well, in this case, I'll make an exception. I mean, I do wear T-shirts. Generally, I sleep in them.
I know you like the ones that are, like, you know, cropped, that show your belly.
Well, you know, again, it's
or
not
else
a...
You tie it in a knot.
It's not a six-pack, it's a nine-pack on the way to being a six-pack.
Well, Treasure is quite the treasure for spreading her
nice?
Joy.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
And we encourage all listeners who enjoy the More on Entertainment segment to send us free stuff.
Absolutely. Yes, and she, or Treasure, as I like to call Treasure, would like a More on Entertainment shirt.
Oh, nice. Do you guys have those? How do I get one?
As far as you know, we're making them now.
And we should definitely wear them inside out. That would really...
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Mary has those zingers.
What if you wore them inside out and the actual logo was on the inside?
There you go.
Right?
You could kind of
everybody
see.
Would know you were more on them.
Yeah, you could kind of see and the tag would be on the outside.
Man, if we only had the energy to finish any of these ideas.
Any of these projects that you have ongoing? You and Dean have the book. You have the
Well, Dean pointed out
movie.
A long time ago, part of the genius of More on Entertainment is to come up with really good ideas and never do anything
never
with
follow
them.
Up.
Yeah. So.
Didn't we just have that guy on talking about clothes talk? Maybe he would make them for you, even though...
Unfortunately, you're not a nonprofit,
yeah.
The two of you.
Well, you could make
not a charity.
Oh, so far, we are a nonprofit.
Yes, just not exactly. A charity doing good for the world.
Yeah, you'd have to fill out quite an application.
Right now, we're a nonprofit whatsoever.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Nonprofit. Not by design.
Hey, I was looking at... you know, you're the food guy, Dean. Every Sunday, Dean not only does theater, he does food and...
Movies.
Movies and Dave Schwann. Is on the show and
the food time shows going strong since 1993, I think.
How about that?
Yeah. Wow. Dean works 6 days a week.
Oh, he works Saturdays as well. Saturdays, he's on clown watch.
Wow.
Saturdays, he just goes around and he's security detail for all the clowns.
Did you see, I meant to text this to you just in case you didn't see it on social media, because I wanted you to see it. When we went to the Bud Billiken parade, I was driving the vehicle that carried all of the WGN personalities.
Wow.
And somebody took a picture from the driver's side window.
Uh-huh.
It's me driving and Bozo laughing right next to me.
Oh, that's tremendous.
It's the funniest picture ever.
You got to send it to me.
I'm going to text it to you.
Yeah, you
got to
send it to me. All right, so I just want to let you know we are still featuring state fair foods around the country. It's one of my favorite things we do all year.
Yeah, you've done it. This is the third day.
Well, it takes a while. The Iowa State Fair, Dean, has salad on a stick.
Explain, please.
Lettuce and all your other mix-ins, tomatoes, carrots, and croutons. How do you get them all to stay put? Well, at the State Fair, you take a vegetable kebab with giant pieces of lettuce, giant cherry tomatoes, and cheese, like slices of cheese, slam them all on a stick, and then you call it salad on a stick. Mm. Iowa State Fair.
Oh, yeah, spike the cucumbers on there.
That kind of reminds me of, you know, how there's these extreme Bloody Marys with the little stick that has everything on them.
Sure, there you go.
That's too much. That's too much.
How about...
it goes with my theory with hamburgers. Too much ruins it.
How about a caramel apple covered with bacon?
Good. Well, it's sweet and savory. Bacon goes with chocolate. Bacon goes with caramel.
The peanuts in there already with the salt.
It's a caramel apple covered with bits and pieces and broken pieces of bacon. It's at the Oklahoma State Fair. Let me just say three words to you, Dean. I think you're going to enjoy. Shrimp corn dog.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, right? Minnesota State Fair, they do the perfect pickle. I think more of this crap is at Minnesota State Fair than any place else. It's amazing the amount of food they have at the Minnesota
State Wisconsin's got a lot, though.
I don't know. It's tough to top the people in Minnesota and their Viking helmets. Anyway, it's fried pickles covered in chocolate. Deep-fried pickles dusted with powdered sugar and chocolate on the side.
I would try it.
That's a hard pass.
Didn't we talk about Kool-Aid pickles?
We did.
Yeah, Kool-Aid pickles. And
the deal. I like pickles, so, I mean, hey, I'd try it.
Here's the thing. If you're going to eat something that's bad for you, why combine bad things? Why not just eat them individually?
How about deep-fried Jell-O, Dave? Would you be into that?
No.
Because you're doing that at the Utah State Fair. Anybody up for a reindeer hot dog?
That sounds good to me.
No, that would be Rudolph.
That's a hot dog made of Rudolph.
Yes, no Rudolph, no Vixen.
It's not Rudolph.
Well, I wouldn't put that on the board. You know, I'd still call it a reindear dog. Yeah. I wouldn't say anything
about Rudolph.
As long
as you take the antlers off.
Yeah, it's only a Rudolph dog if you put ketchup on the end of it.
Krispy Kreme Sloppy Joe?
Oh, I could see. That could be good.
You slice a Krispy Kreme and the filling is Sloppy Joe.
A Krispy Kreme right off of the little belt.
Yeah.
After it gets made, so good.
A Krispy Kreme burger
I made it on TV a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
It was a cheeseburger with bacon, and instead of a bun, you take a glazed donut, really, and just slice it in half and put it on there, and it's a disgusting mess.
Spaghetti and meatballs on a stick?
Convenient. You don't have to twirl the pasta.
This is actually an award winner. Listen to this now. It's Minnesota State Fair again.
Of course.
Possibly one of the best dishes ever to be transformed into stick form. The meatballs and spaghetti are mashed into balls and then dunked in garlic batter and then deep fried. They're garnished with marinara sauce, popped on a stick, and you're good to go.
I appreciate food on a stick because I wish more people that threw parties would make sure that all the food is on a stick, because it's very difficult to hold your glass of wine and a plate and eat while you're drinking.
But then if you're trying to bite it and it falls off the stick, that's kind of messy.
It's got to be a one bite thing.
It's just hard to negotiate the plate, the drink, fork, and knife, stick. And plate. Yeah, the whole thing.
These are called manners. First world problems.
And it could be used as a weapon at a party. So
manners are not a concern.
Yeah, I have another thing, that I do when I'm at a party like that. And I bring this little trough that I hold around my. It hangs around my neck. And then I can just dip into the trough and eat stuff. Yeah.
Oh, this is why you are a professional.
It's a sexy look. Coming up, the Illinois State Fair's tornado potato. But first, coming up as well, Woodstock. Miley Cyrus news continues. Guns N' Roses, Bruce Lee's daughter, Quentin Tarantino, and Dean hanging out with his girlfriend, Jennifer Hudson. Dean's got a girlfriend, Jennifer Hudson.
I texted you the picture of me and Bozo in the car, by the way.
Oh, I'll be looking at that. We'll come back with all of that.
Calling his name, Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 9.
This picture is so fantastic. It's exactly what you described, and I just tweeted it out. Said Bozo's Uber driver was a real surprise. I hope you got a nice rating from him.
I did. He was very generous, both in rating and in tip. getting a lot of comments. Who's the clown in the car with Bozo?
Well, that's just not right. Well done by you. That's a terrific photo.
That was taken by a photographer who hangs out on the morning show, Mallory Saunier. And it's one of the funniest pictures I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, because you really do look like the guy that's just driving around the Bozo.
I'm driving, and Bozo's looking at the camera laughing.
All right, Jennifer Hudson in Chicago.
She held her 9th annual Hatch Day event yesterday. Hatch Day. Called that in honor of her little nephew who was killed almost 10 years ago, murdered with Jennifer's mother and her brother. Little Julian was only 8 years old at the time. And he used to call his birthday Hatch Day, the day that he was hatched. So to try to turn this unbelievable tragedy in the Hudson family into something positive, Jennifer and her sister Julia started this event in which they give away back-to-school supplies, backpacks, and all kinds of supplies to families. And it was yesterday, and we talked with Jennifer and Julia. In particular, the poignance of gun violence this year, with all the violence in Chicago, all the violence around the country, Jennifer said it brings back her own personal tragedy every time.
Yes, every single time. It's like reliving it over again. And, of course, your heart can't help but to go out to each and every family and individual that it happens to, because it's something not a single soul could ever predict or be prepared for. You know, so hopefully we can be an example to know, for them to know, you know, there are others like you and you can carry on.
Don't wait until it happens to you.
Right.
Try to find a solution now. Like, we all need to come together. Like, we're here today to try to find a solution to curb some of this, because it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
The trailer for the movie Cats is out there. I'm so looking forward to seeing you in that. Are you done shooting that? Is that finished?
It is finished, and it will be out this Christmas or holiday.
December 20th.
December 20th. Yes, sir. It's coming. I'm Grizabella.
Yeah. Was it fun to do?
It was a lot of fun. It was probably the most unique filming experience I've ever had.
And have you started work on the Aretha movie?
I am currently in pre-production for the Aretha biopic as well. And it's yet another project that's probably the biggest challenge of my life. But I'm taking a hit on, and I'm giving Aretha every bit of my all and my heart.
Yeah, that Aretha movie is going to be amazing when that comes out.
She's amazing. She really is.
Yeah, I give him a lot of credit. I mean, you know, a lot of people, when they go through a tragedy like that, 3 members of their family are murdered in one day.
Yeah.
That would be easy to, you know, just stay
complete derailed.
Yeah, completely derailed. They have turned it into something
else. By the way, Dean, the markets just opened. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P are all up.
Oh, good.
They're all
Yay.
Up.
Yeah.
Good. The Woodstock performers earned a bunch of money 50 years ago today, right? They all got rich?
No.
What?
No.
What?
Yeah, they actually did not. It's so interesting when you think about that artist today to do a big concert, you get $1 million, $750,000, you know, something like somewhere in that neighborhood. For Woodstock, which started 50 years ago today, the Woodstock Festival's anniversary is today. The person who made the most money at Woodstock was Jimi Hendrix, $18,000 is what he earned.
And that's what it cost him to replace a guitar he set on fire.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which is amazing to me that they played Woodstock, $15,000. They got more than Joan Baez, Janis Joplin, Jefferson Airplane, Sly Stone. Joan Baez got $10,000, Janis Joplin, $7,500. Sly and the Family Stone got $7,000.
There are like 50 members of Sly and the Family Stone. That's like $1.80 a piece.
That's not very much if you figure it out per person. Santana, by comparison, got $750.
You're kidding.
To perform at Woodstock, Santana. And then right after them, at $700, Shauna Na. Which I really don't understand what they were doing at Woodstock.
They seem overpaid at that number. Imagine if Bowser spends that much on Brill Cream every month.
Do you know what Brill Cream is?
You're familiar with Brill Cream?
No. Is it, yeah. is it for the hair?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You don't need to know.
It's but a little dab will do you.
A little hair. Okay. It's hair cream.
The Miley Cyrus breakup getting uglier. Guns N' Roses settled their lawsuit. Dean has details on that. But before we run out of time, which we already did, Bruce Lee's daughter's mad at Quentin Tarantino.
She is very mad because in the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Bruce Lee is depicted as a really arrogant, blowhard, kind of really a jerk.
Yep, totally agree.
And
I saw it. I told you that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And Bruce Lee's daughter thinks that it's a very unfair characterization of her father. She said that she wants Quentin Tarantino to either shut up or issue an apology. Her father was not like that. And Quentin Tarantino says, from everything that he's read, that Bruce Lee was like that. And that's why he depicted it in his movie. But he also says the movie is fiction. The Sharon Tate murders are not depicted accurately or factually in this movie.
No, not at all.
So, yeah. I mean, Quentin Tarantino took a lot of liberties, but the daughter of Bruce Lee has taken great offense to how her father is portrayed.
She's really upset about it. She had to go over and kick Quentin Tarantino's butt. sponsored by Ravinia. That's more on entertainment. Thanks again to Treasure and my cool shirt. Dean, talk to you later.
See you.
That's Bozo's best friend. We're back with the headlines next.